probably the CC&SO would probably need to agree to that at some point.
Perhaps we could say policy issues associated with internationalized versions of the existing CCTLDs. We could insert a phrase of the impact on the generic space. We want to convey, right, that we.
Well, a question I've got about that sentence to that point is: are we talking about in that second sentence the staff liaising with the CC&SO for the purpose of this report?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yes, that was my understanding of it. And therefore, it makes sense as a sub.
Also, the word internationalized is probably not the right one in that first sentence. I mean, it would either be localized or translated.
Carrie, that's a level of understanding and complexity that isn't well understood at this point, is it?
Okay, well, just a 32-second tutorial here. The notion of internationalization means accommodating a system to be able to deal with the polyglot world in which we live. Turning that system, making it useful in any given locale, taking this internationalized system and making it usable in Cambodia or in China or in wherever it might be, that process is called localization. So we are internationalizing the domain space, but when somebody comes and says, we want an Arabic version of .com, that is not internationalization, that's localization. And our concern is actually the translated versions of the GTLD labels.
Well, what we're talking about here, though, what we're talking about here then is creating IDN equivalents, not localization or multilingual.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. That's fine.
Well, give me the words. I'm sensitive here too that we've
IDN
got to
equivalents
use
of GTLD TLD label GTLD labels.
So
of course, IDN. That's a recursive acronym now.
And it's become, it has become that. Yes, it has become that.
Well, just one observation here. I mean, I think as accurate as we may choose to be in using English to describe this phenomenon, I think also there are certain words which may be characterized and have political overtones.
Exactly.
I think we need to be careful about that. And I would suggest
translation
that
doesn't.
And I would suggest that this may not be the place to go to that level of accuracy.
Yeah.
I
just want to. I don't want to spend hours on this. Is that wording better?
Yeah.
It's just as confusing, I think, Bruce. We're talking about how we are. How we're.
Because we are talking about some subtleties here that will be lost on most people.
But we're strictly talking about the policy associated with the implementation of IDN within existing.
Yes.
I think if you just say localized IDN equivalents, then
wait a minute, guys. I have to support Philip's suggestion for just a minute here. We are living in a political world, and the work program that ICANN is engaged in is about internationalized domain names. And under that heading, there are, I think, the more detailed explanations that both Norbert has commented on and Carrie has commented on. But the world at large, it uses and debated heavily in the WSIS program and elsewhere, the concept of internationalized and multilingualism, not localized IDN equivalents.
I think localized is what we charge.
But we are confusing two things. We are confusing operating on the namespace, and we are confusing the way you represent a single label. That's not the same thing. Internationalization, multilingualization applies to what we are doing with the namespace. When a speech community says that they want their own vernacular representation of a string that we believe may more properly belong to a GTLD registry operator, that's not an internationalization issue at all. Sorry. Yeah. So we need to figure out how to say what we really intend to say here, because otherwise we are arming those who would not see this put forward with all they need to derail it.
Well, what,
if you can give a presentation and talk about this effort out of the CC&SO on policy work, and
I mean, I know we can do that. I guess my personal preference would be that if we're commissioning an issues report, we are establishing this is the place where the policy development will be occurring for this particular topic for the rest of the week, because there's a lot of discussion. So
I think the topic is a little bit confused right now. I think it's important to define what that topic is.
But let's help do that, because I'm trying to make it relatively general in the sense that I'm not trying to identify the individual issues, but I do want to constrain it to we're doing existing TLDs. That's really the constraint. So we're not talking about creating a new infrastructure here.
Saying,
yeah.
You know, trying not to be premature on it. You do have a speaking. I haven't put you on the agenda. You do have a speaking slot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd like to do that. And what I'd like to be able to do is to. Yeah.
So could we start with a different whereas that describes, has a sentence or two that talks about the larger international, the internationalized challenges that are faced, right? Whereas the GNSO Council recognizes the...
Which is more the kind of ICANN-level statement. So whereas the GNSO Council...
And Tina, it would be a sentence that, you know, sort of says, recognizes the interest or concern or... I'm trying to think, you know, but it would be something that sort of says...
And is this where internationalization comes in a bit more easily? So increase the internationalization...
That's the word we're looking for. You've got it. Yep.
Right.
That's what we want. Right. Exactly as it's there.
Internationalization of of the domain namespace or the DNS.
I'm looking at your misspelling. I think it's
you like
an
it?
Excellent dumb new coinage.
Yeah. I think international
suggestion is quite good.
Is that how you
pronounce it? That's how I read it.
I've got this at such a small font I can't even read it myself.
One of the things I think that's eluding us is that if we are indeed talking about the internationalization of the namespace, then the notion of generic top-level domain has an ascendancy that it otherwise doesn't. I mean, CCs are local concerns. Gs are the global concerns.
Yeah, that is right.
And in fact, in the initial draft Postel 10 years ago, it wasn't GTLDs, it was ITLDs.
Yep.
Sorry. TLDs. Right.
Yep.
ITLDs.
Yeah.
And we are looking somehow to retrieve that in this discussion of localization issues, the implementation aspects of this, we lost sight of the fact that there are truly international domains, and these truly international domains can't be forgotten about when we internationalize the namespace.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
So if we got this kind of, and I'm not too worried about it, Tina, in the sense of the exact wording here, because we're basically saying, I want you to produce an issues report, and in an issues report, you can actually elaborate on some of these things in more detail on some of the subtleties. So I really don't think we have to get... I think the main concepts I'm trying to get across in this motion are that we want to work with the CCNSO. I think that's one of the concepts. And that we're narrowing the scope to the equivalents of the existing GTLDs and CCTLDs. We're not creating new TLDs, because that's a separate policy discussion. So those are the kind of the two concepts I want to get across here. And then the third concept is that the GNSO is undertaking policy development in this area and has commissioned the development of an issues report, and that the President's Advisory Committee, the IDN workshop, all of those things help provide information into a consolidated issues report. So those are the concepts. You got any other...
What I would really love to be able to do is defer the final formulation, the way we formulate this, to the next meeting, so that we have the benefit of all of the massive discussion of this that's going to be taking place in the interim. And there's a couple of hours worth of discussion on Wednesday in a public workshop.
See what I
just
typed.
The intended action here is just fine.
But
what I would like to do, we're being asked now to do some wordsmithing. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to do that wordsmithing with benefit of having some sense of the community on this.
We'll just put a tabled motion then, and we can...
Yeah.
We
okay.
Can,
if we're going to table it and take it to the forum with the other people, I wonder if we can be stronger in our working together with the CCs, because, you know, that's where the localized issue comes in, and that's what's so important. So I wonder if we could propose in this tabled motion that we actually...
That might be better, actually.
You know, we just
That's kind of something that, we'll have to kind of get the agreement. I can't say jointly, but I can allow this.
Do it in the second, whereas the GNSO Council wishes to engage closely with the CNSO for the purpose of, with respect to the issues of blah blah blah,
yep.
and for the purpose of jointly requested.
Yes.
That way you're being strong, mm-hmm. but you're not being, you're saying you're going to work with them to make that joint request.
I think that one reasonable outcome of the dialogue with the CCs is that, yes, indeed, as we discuss priorities, who goes first, there is a very strong case to be made for the right-to-left scripts being the test cases. So the Arabic community certainly is going to be able to make a very eloquent statement of, okay, G's fine, but us first. Yeah. As the balance to that, there has to be some recognition of the fact that the internationalization of the namespace is not solely a CCTLD concern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I think
is just being completely obscured by the entire discussion right now.
Yeah.
Because there are genuine issues of urgency that attach to CCs that don't attach to Gs. That doesn't mean that the Gs are not massively impacted by all of this and need to be there. And obviously the priority concern for us is when what we might regard as a legitimate incumbent rights, and we have branded these GTLD labels, and if they can be represented using other languages and scripts, that doesn't mean that they've all of a sudden become public domain in that iteration. So there is an urgent issue for us too, and that certainly does need to be brought to the forefront.
Yeah,
but it is my intention. I mean, I will be chairing the session on top level implementation of IDN, and you can be darn sure that I'm going to make certain that the G perspective is as clearly placed in front of the audience as the C is.
Yeah, so
and we're not looking for any conclusions there. We just want to get a sense of the community
this. Yeah. So
and armed with that, we can certainly do this.
Yeah, so using this as a tabled motion, I can then present that to say the council has currently tabled this motion. It's intending to vote on it on Friday.
Yeah.
And we can do... You can take it back to
the
registry constituency.
Study.
And
the reason we table is we couldn't figure out how to say what it is that you would have us have said.
That's right. Okay, I'm comfortable with that. All right, so if we can come back to the policy development process of new TLDs then, the concept here, I think, is that we would have a policy work going in the first half of next year on new TLDs, and we will have most likely policy work going on IDNs in the first half of next year, and we also have the work on who is. One of the things that concern me from a planning point of view is that who is, certainly from a registrar's constituency point of view, is sucking a lot of resources. We've probably got three or four of our more active registrars on a policy side in that who is work at the moment, and
but we enjoy
it. I'm sure you do. And so I think that's really becoming an issue for us. Is not just the in the past we've talked about, it'd be great if we had more staff, but it'd be also great if we had more people from the constituencies that were active policy participants, because that's the other constraint we have on how much we can do this in parallel. My feeling is that we should really try and wrap up the who is work by the middle of next year. One way or another, either we wrap it up with some answers, or we wrap it up and just say no, it was too hard, and we just let the market do its own thing. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think we can continue having that suck resources forever.
But I think there's a different. I mean, let me just say it's not necessarily A or B.
Mm.
It may be A, B, or C.
Mm.
We have in the past considered that at some point. Chris Iris would provide certain other capabilities, and we have watched its maturing, but it is not yet an implemented standard or embraced standard. Are we, would we make the decision that we're going to take a 6-month time out while we, so we shelve the work as opposed to ending it? I don't think that, I think it's going to be hard to get a consensus around what we do. But I think we ought to look creatively at different options.
And I think the creatively looking at the different options, Marilyn, is probably to say, rather than have some of these policy activities go on for very long, ad infinitum, because they do suck up a lot of resources, It's almost better to say, okay, if we're going to plan, let's say we're planning 3 years ahead from a strategic planning point of view, you might say that every year we need to spend 3 months on who is, just as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And in that three-month period, you have a very focused effort to do whatever,
mm-hmm.
which might be, you know, you spend 3 or 4 days face-to-face,
mm-hmm.
you really try and get mm-hmm. consensus on a point,
mm-hmm.
and if you've reached consensus on a point, then you go through the formal, you know, preliminary reports and so on. And then you leave that alone,
exactly.
And then maybe the next year you pick it up again. But having something that's a phone call every 2 weeks or every week just exhausts everybody in that process, I think.
Which is also fine, though, so long as we have the buy-in for those who will be affected, that they're happy about an incremental approach results in contract change, then we need to know that our registries and registrars happy with that, rather than rather waiting until it's all, one process to see, because we've had this discussion before.
But it does have to be.
I agree that approach is far more effective.
But it's also much more how policy development takes place and updates to policy development takes place in business. You know, you typically work on something, then you live with the policy, and then at various times you take it back out and decide what in your policy.
Yeah, so if you're doing an HR policy or something like that, you wouldn't work on an HR policy for the whole year.
Right.
You'd say, right, this week I'm going to update
the
policy.
Right. Okay, now we're going to implement it.
Yep.
Next year we're going to take it out and look
yep.
at it and say, do we need to update this? Laws that have passed, other dynamics have happened.
Yeah, because I think, this is the concern I have. When I've looked at who is, and it's something that's come a bit on the strategic planning as well, but you lose continuity. And the classic example was the discussions on who is transfers. In Cape Town, not who is transfers, who is accuracy. In Cape Town, we're trying to transfer the who is problem to somewhere else. In the Cape Town meeting, a group of us got together over breakfast or something and said, let's have a good discussion about accuracy. And it just turned out there was no minutes taken from that meeting. It was a different group of people that had been involved in the previous discussions. And it was pretty much totally wasted time. Like, the people that participated in the meeting thought it was really great, but it went absolutely nowhere because we didn't have a properly documented outcome of that meeting. And then the main group that had been meeting on this for the last 2 years wasn't even there, apart from maybe one or two reps. And there was no continuity. And I think I see that happening with who is, in that you've got the battle-hardened who is characters such as Steve Metallitz or Marilyn Cade or Tony Harris that have been in it for years and years and years, and then there's people that come in fresh for a month and they're full of energy and let's get things changed, and then that energy dissipates after about a month or so.
Some people are very
yes. They are, but I just think that's not an effective way to run policy. And I think what I would be suggesting that we do in terms of the work program with the new TLDs especially is that we really think about doing things differently for that. And the sorts of elements I think we need to consider is looking back at some of the comments that came out of the GNSO Council review of a year ago, and I went through those last night. And there are comments about increasing participation, increasing liaison, creating documents that are more readable, that sort of thing. And I think you probably need to and using more face-to-face time and meetings. So I think what I'd like to do with who is, I think we can pick up this discussion probably tomorrow. I think there's a who is task force meeting, and even with the board this afternoon, talking a little bit about who is as an example of one of the policy problems we have, and are there better ways of doing that, particularly when it's a contentious topic. And don't know actually.
I guess I assume it would be joint council and task force. But I don't know.
Come together to compare the two versions we have to.
It was a working session.
Correct. 9 to 10 tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, so it's quite short and focused. But in any case, maybe we do that on another council call or something, but I just think the elements I think we need to do for new TLDs, which will be just as contentious as who is, I'm sure, particularly once you get into some of the detail of that. So it will be another example of a contentious policy. It won't be a straightforward, let's knock it off in a couple of weeks. So given it will be contentious, I think we need to think about, well, how do we most effectively do work on that? I think we need to schedule some periods of significant face-to-face time, and given a lot of us attend ICANN meetings anyway, it probably makes sense to align those with an ICANN meeting. It doesn't have to be, but I'd suggest we do that. Yeah, for that. The other element, I think, and I think it came up, I think Alec has suggested this before, but is using wikis and some other mechanisms to encourage, I guess, more community participation. And again, the community participation issue, I think if you've got a focus period, you know, maybe you're saying, you make an announcement and say, you know, for the next month we're going to have a discussion about new TLDs, and it's a properly moderated discussion online. And we use some of these new approaches that are growing, you know, the wikis and the blogs and so on. And you know, I kind of defer to my colleague here, who's probably far more expert in this than I am. But it may be that ICANN doesn't have the skill set to support that right now, and it may be that the GNSO Council should consider perhaps funding a group. I know there's a few groups that have been setting up wikis in relation to ICANN, but we might fund a group and say, okay, we want you to run a wiki on the topic of new TLDs. We want it to be, you know, properly facilitated. It doesn't end up with spam emails in it or whatever. But it is a forum for people beyond just the council to really actively participate, particularly in the gaps between a physical meeting. So just throwing these ideas out. Do you have any comment on that, Ross? What do you think on the wiki concept?
I think it's a great idea. Yeah. There is no shortage of groups and companies, individuals with expertise in that area that could assist us. Social Tax, for instance, is one that immediately comes to mind. It's a U.S. startup that deals exclusively with wiki technology in an enterprise environment, using it for collaboration between groups. They do hosting services. I'm sure that they would love to talk to us on something like this. We use them extensively inside our company, and I'm a big fan of them, so I would encourage us to definitely take those steps. And if there's anything that I can do to make those connections, then
I just think we need to be, you know, trying. Yeah.
Yeah, let me just share an experience with the wiki so that people don't think it's necessarily the answer, because I think we're all disappointed in what's happened to the public forum process.
Mm. But yes.
Pulver operates a wiki for the Global IT Alliance, and this is a special topic wiki about the state of the OIT regulatory treatment in developing countries, and we actually solicit wiki contributions from people in developing countries, purposely solicit them. So we actually go out and look for people who will comment. We have to understand that wiki technology has a lot of upsides, but it may not solve our participation problem.
I don't think it would solve it on its own. I guess what I'm proposing is we try some different things.
Yeah.
Because I think we can't sort of continue going the way we are.
Right.
And then the other thing I think we need to be doing is creating a real, almost like the old GA discussion list, but creating a discussion list that anybody can subscribe to,
right,
to both post and receive. Because
yeah,
again, I think that people by and large don't go on, at the moment the way the public comment forums work on the ICANN is it's somewhere on the ICANN website buried down several layers. Then when you go there you find that half of it's spam. And what's more, there's no way of me getting a feed of it. I've got to look at the website every time I want to see what the other comments are. And hardly, I don't know any other discussion forums that work like
right.
that. You know, anything else, you have a subscribe model, you subscribe, you get the emails, you know, and that sort of facilitates discussion.
To ICANN in terms of, you know, providing better public forums where people can sign up, and if you think that's a way to have a more proactive dialogue, I think staff is very...
I think it will definitely help. Even at the ITU, I can sign up for notification by topic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And people then are alerted, I think they're going to be more likely to respond to, but they do have to sign up, so they're not being spammed by any.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I think that's a, you know, that's a good, that's certainly something else.
And it's part of publicising that as well. I mean, we would need to sort of, you know, like on the registrar's list, we would send out, you know, to get engaged in this discussion. It's a new topic. And I'm thinking very much of trying to set this up as a new topic. So this is a new topic, and we actually think about what infrastructure do we want to help us support this new topic.
Mm-hmm.
So we might say, yep, we want to create a wiki. It's not the only thing, but it's a thing, right? And those that like that will do that. We create a mailing list, and those that want to participate in that can as well. So you have a couple of forums, but it's just depending on how people want to interact, I guess.
Okay,
yeah.
So I just want to make it clear. I mean, I'm very open to taking, and I'm going to take that back with me. I can't make any promises about whether that's going to happen or not, but willing to listen and hear that that is something that you think, as a Genital Council, that that would be a good suggestion, that that would be a good way to facilitate the conversations between different parts of the community. So I'll definitely do that. I'm going to have to run because I need to go down to the board meeting. But can I just make one observation in supporting some of the things you're talking about right now, and especially what Marilyn was talking about just a little time ago. The review, you know, one thing is to develop the policies, but the review mechanism, and Bruce, we've talked about it, the review mechanisms are really important to have in there. So, you know, please do keep that in mind. I'm also just going to remind you that you actually do have a consensus policy that was implemented as transfers policy,
mm-hmm.
and there is a mechanism in it to review it, but it's at a halt right now.
Mm.
So I'm just, you know, let's take a look at that and get that done.
Mm.
I don't have staff resources for it this week to get that review kickstarted again, but I can assign staff resources to it starting right after the Vancouver meeting. Karen Lentz can be put on that. And basically do the footwork and pass it on to the Ross was chairing that group, if that's any help. Because I understand that people are very overburdened, and you guys are volunteers, and so there's little time for some things, and you're going to have to prioritize. But I think it's going to be a strong signal from the GNSO if you can show that you're actually following up on these policies. Because if you don't do that, and you still keep putting review mechanisms in new policies, it's just not not going to come across.
And I think one of the issues, because that's a very topical area, because what we said that we would be reviewing the transfers policy. What we didn't set up is the measurement tools.
Yeah.
Because that should just be automatic then, because it would just be basically every 3 months you give us the update, and we look at the trends, right?
Yep.
But right now we don't even know what we're measuring, and all we're doing instead is relying on public comments or.
But the group was actually going down a really good path in getting a lot of comments in, and those comments, from my perspective, can be divided into two areas. One is clarifications on what was actually meant with this policy.
Right.
And the other one is requests or suggestions to change the policy. So I think the request to change the policy needs to go back into the GNSO Council report.
Yeah.
But the clarifications can come out as an advisory to the existing policy. And I'm just saying, please let's try to make that happen, because
it's not happening, and the
community is not happy with it.
Right. Okay.
So
and
the measures, sure, let's put them in as new consensus policies come out, but let's at least try to work on the one we already have with the partial review that we have in it.
Okay. You okay with it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Can I ask a quick question on that? Is there a third part in that, or maybe it was included in one of the first two parts, that looks at how a policy is being executed?
That's my point about the data.
Because
that's the bit that's been missing. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. What tends to happen, Avery, is it's sort of you just open a public comment forum. You say, "Hey, what do you think of this policy?" And often that can be skewed by one or two people that have got a particular business objective, and they go blast it, and the policy's terrible, change it. And the silent majority might be fine with it. So unless you've got kind of a structured mechanism of collecting data, you're not really getting a balanced view, I guess. Yeah.
What I was thinking of, which is there's that's sort of evaluating whether people are happy with the policy itself, paragraph that sort of says the policy as being executed is not following the policy, and perhaps that's
right.
Clarification,
so it's compliance.
But it's not compliance.
So
yeah.
It's compliance
yeah.
with whether
right.
it's
yeah.
of,
yeah, yeah.
with whether the community is actually
yeah.
following the
right.
consensus
yeah.
policy.
Yeah, that's
okay.
important too. I think,
and
yeah.
that's important
yeah.
too. And
yeah.
we're, I think we've introduced it to you guys before, but we do have a compliance program in place with registries and registrars. And we're still looking for staffing that up. So right now we're trying to do that compliance work a little bit more proactive from the ICANN staff side, a little bit more proactive than we have been doing. We still need the staff resources for it. So there's a program in place for it, but yes, we also are lacking resources. But it's an important part, and I understand that.
Good. Thanks, team. So I think what I'm suggesting is on new TLDs, what I would like to recommend is that we deal with that as a committee of the whole of the council, and we also focus on how can we do it more effectively, because when I look at some of the recommendations from the GNSO council review that happened at the end of last year, and you know, we're about to get another review now, the question is, well, how do you implement those recommendations? We don't have time to create, you know, a separate group or a separate activity on implementing recommendations. What we can do, though, is when we start a new policy effort, we should structure that new policy effort taking into account the recommendations that we've had from the various reviews we've got. And so that's why I'd like to treat new TLDs as a committee of the whole, and not only are we looking at the content, but we're also consciously thinking about how can we do this process differently so that it's better than what's gone before on transfers or who is or any of the other activities we've done. And so I'd really like to try different things. So, you know, let's have a two-day face-to-face meeting is one of the things we do. Let's try a wiki, let's try a mailing list, let's try some different things and see what is working, what is more effective when we do that. On the IDN topic, assuming that eventually goes to policy development, I would say that is something that is much better handled with a specialised task force, because I think what we really need, I don't think the people around this table generally probably have the skills in this particular area. Some of it gets quite complicated, or at least you would need a reasonable degree of tutorial before you'd be really able to participate, whereas I know in the registrars we have people that are quite skilled in this area. I know the registries have people that are quite skilled in this area. And I'm sure there's probably, the non-commercial constituency like Norbert, for example, probably knows a fair bit about, the language aspects and things like that. But I would just suggest that topic we deal with as a task force, and we consciously try and select people on that task force that know something about IDNs in some way.
I think we're going to need to do that, but I think we're also going to need to and look within the commercial user-oriented constituencies to try to come up with resources to balance that. And so we'll have to figure out how we do that.
But see, it'd be great if you got, like on the business side, you got someone from Microsoft. You know,
right.
It would be nice for the business constituency
right.
to get some
right.
perhaps application developers or something.
We have
yeah.
a couple of people
yeah.
coming here that
yeah.
we can talk to.
Yeah.
Microsoft is on the president's committee.
They are, I know, but I'm just trying
yeah.
to get...
Yeah.
I was just giving an example, Carrie, that
yeah.
just sort of the concept
right.
of business users can be software developers and
exactly.
more broadly.
Exactly.
You know,
that's
yeah.
why I think
yeah.
we have to go look back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
actually, I mean,
yeah.
there is an aspect
yeah.
of this that does need far clearer articulation. And that is one of the reasons for all of this. I mean, I tend to frame all the arguments in terms of their cultural implications, but there's also a completely business-oriented oriented way to say the exact same thing. I mean, nothing is going to establish more business opportunity
mm-hmm.
than expanding the market.
Yeah.
And the internationalization of the namespace is one of the most powerful things that we have that will enable us to do that. And somehow clearly articulating that aspect of this so that it doesn't seem to be some sort of an egghead exercise in empowering small voices
yes.
Yeah. certainly would be useful.
Yeah, and then you know, when I look at the ISP side, you know, again, it would be nice to get some people from ISPs that are operating in other regions and primarily using another language, like a Japanese ISP or something. You know, just trying to get people that really are dealing with language
right.
issues.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, in the interest of doing something different, Bruce,
yeah.
you've said that a couple of times now that we want to seek a certain level of expertise on this
yeah.
task force, on this particular task force. In the past, we've always left it to the constituencies to essentially determine who would best represent their interests. We may wish to consider doing it slightly different in this case and actually set forth a set of, let's call them guidelines or optional criteria that we would look for people serving on this task force. We're looking for these skills and these people. Do you have people who can actually?
Maybe we could go back to the issue that, you know, we do have the ability to appoint three experts. Council has the ability to appoint three experts. So maybe we should just revisit that idea at some point as well.
Yeah. But I think, but I also want the experts to come from the constituencies themselves as much as we can. I think those two options are available.
Yeah.
But
I think some constituencies would be cautious about being told who can best represent their interests.
Yeah, I don't think that's what Ross was saying, actually.
There's certain attributes that we would deem desirable as a council to have on that task force. To the extent that we can accommodate that through the appointment process, we would want to.
So we should
explicitly state what those criteria would be.
Yeah,
and
I think, you know, that's probably perhaps a request. I mean, we haven't got to the stage of creating a policy development there, but let's just work on the assumption that there probably will be one. And I'd really encourage the constituencies to consciously think about recruiting people in that area. And the other thing that I'm conscious of too is trying to bring new people into the policy development processes, so it's not the same old people doing the same old thing. And I think IDNs is a great topic to do that with, and to really go to the ISPs and the non-commercials and the business users and the intellectual property users and say, okay, this is IDN, it's a new topic, we really want to try and find people that have a real interest and enthusiasm for that topic and to work on it. Different scripts.
Even though I might have some expertise in that, and probably a lot of people here get a lot of expertise on that, we're not living there, you know, so we need some people out of the IT scope, same thing as with an application provider. I want to have someone from Opera, from Python, sitting on the table and discussing things, because maybe we find out that we don't even make
I feel like I'm a stuck record here. These are the exact considerations that preceded the appointment of the President's Committee, which was a tortured process, and I can assure you the torture ain't over by a long shot yet. So there is genuine linguistic expertise there. All of the communities that you're saying need to be in this were at extreme length and extreme tedious length located and have been brought together. And again, that doesn't solve problems. That gives us a wonderful forum for creating problems.
Yeah. So we want
but
to
we don't need to do it again here.
No.
What we need to do here is somehow determine what aspects of this are so specific to the G situation that we can't expect them to be adequately heeded in any of the other fora, rather than simply duplicating one of these adequately.
Yeah, and I think we've got to manage that very carefully.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
that's
one of the reasons why I asked the staff to produce that background, because it was concerning me. We were just creating the same forums everywhere, and but we aren't. What we're doing is following a process which is in the bylaws, which actually has a well-structured process to develop policy. What we've got to try and do, I think, is then leverage all these different groups that have been created to assist us.
So that would be a reasonable thing to do, to somehow embrace in our process the benefit of the work that's been done to our benefit elsewhere.
Absolutely,
yeah.
So let's not go any more detail, because we're still at very early stages, but I'm just trying to encourage people to think perhaps that we do new TLDs as a committee as a whole, that we do IDNs as a separate thing, and try and get relevant expertise from the group, which I think is probably not. I think I think the probably the council as a whole is probably not expert in that area. So yeah, that's about all I really have on that. Look, I didn't think, what I think we probably do is, we'll, in respect to the new TLDs, I think we can do that at the time we've signed off on the terms of reference and say, you know, this is how we're going
to
handle it.
I do think we probably need to edit the second whereas, though, because it, so it would be for the purpose of jointly working together as appropriate. So, because the issues report then is in the third.
That's there.
Jointly, for the purposes of jointly collaborating, we can make it pretty broad. And,
well, that's the first
requesting
bit,
a joint issues report.
A joint, oh, good.
No,
okay.
It just says and, yeah.
Yeah, for the first, yeah.
I think I don't want to wordsmith this anymore because
yeah.
we can do that
yeah.
as the week goes on. Yeah.
That would need to be discussed. The President's Committee consists both of individuals who have been asked on the basis of their own expertise to participate and constituencies that have been asked to designate people. So, for example, the Registry's constituency, ours, has two seats there, and there is some expectation that there'll be rotation in who actually attends meetings depending on what topics are on the agenda. And I have no idea how much room there is for creating a new such mechanism, but I would suspect that what we might want to do is plumb the full depth of the mechanism that's already been provided before reverting to.
Yeah. So that's basically saying this is a group to provide advice on issues, which is kind of what we're asking to start with, which is the issues report.
We scroll down to committee tasks three. It's the very end of the document. Down further, that's objective, you've got the task, the objective top line. Policy challenges. So the committee is tasked with developing and guiding, I can't remember that. The recommendations on how idea and policy issues should be handled.
Yeah.
And the use of existing policy processes and definitions. So that's suggesting it could be alternative to us.
It does. It certainly does.
Well, that's where I think we've got to very clearly say, well, this is the place for the GTLD bit. I don't care what the other guys do.
But can I just ask a clarifying question? I must have missed this. This was not put out for comment. The President's Committee just got formed. The terms of reference got determined. I mean, we knew there was a resolution.
The board resolution says...
we knew there was a resolution. We knew they were looking for people.
But that resolution is ancient at this point.
This is July, well, it's a year ago, I suppose, yeah. More than a year.
That was a resolution to do it. It wouldn't describe what it was to be.
I didn't mean to open this can of worms, but I just wanted to make sure that we had some...
No, I hadn't looked down that far on the page, to be honest.
Right now, and it's just a matter of coincidence, I happen to be the one person who is in both bodies. However, I am there specifically because of the registry constituency, which means that at least that facet of our concern, I can assure you, will be heeded. However, anybody who might wonder if there isn't something of an imbalance between CC influence and G influence on this committee would be asking a very justified question.
So it's interesting, too. So the board resolution is pretty much this first bit, just says, you know, providing advice.
Right.
This bit down here is completely new, then, the committee
right.
tasks.
Yes, that's what I was saying. I don't recall seeing that.
Yeah.
I did read it before I came, and it raised a concern in my mind about why the, I mean, I would see the committee as helping to identify.
Yeah, it's advisory. It's like saying ESAC doesn't inform security policy.
Right. I would see the committee helping to identify policy challenges.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's really why I think it's so important that we start getting back on the agenda here and you know, it's us commissioning the issues report. We're not sitting around waiting for stuff to happen. Because that's, I think, part of the mistake. We have, in some ways, sat around for things to happen, and things are happening, but it's all just ad hoc, you know. It's kind of creating processes on the fly that don't have any basis.
This is one of the examples of where we need to have the discussion with the board this afternoon about how
absolutely,
we...
Absolutely,
yeah. Just first of all, the 20 minutes to 12, so if there's any other business, I wouldn't consider that that's so important that we should not go on, actually.
So could we move our other business into Friday and go into a
Yeah, well, the other business on this agenda is just report from the WHOIS task force, which we can deal with on Friday. And then the other two topics are, in a way, I'm more or less partly talking about the discussion that needs to happen with the board, because we're really talking about planning and how we...
Before we do move on, though, I'd like, just for the record, to reflect that we're not punting on the issue of IDNs, so we're actually taking a calculated delay here. We're not punting on the issue, we're taking a calculated delay. This isn't... We're not pushing it off. What's that?
We're not taking it away.
We're not discussing this motion.
Delay is a good word.
Yeah. And the...
We're just tabling it until Friday.
We're
tabling
it so it can be discussed in the public
hearing. Yeah.
We're doing it for good intentions. There's a reason why we're delaying this. It's not because we ran out of time or we're not interested.
But there's also quite a bit of buzz out in the corridors here about this being the ICANN meeting at which everybody who ought to have been paying closer attention to this is finally starting to realize that they should have been paying closer attention to it. So I'm
cleaning up.
however we would describe our own stance, people are starting to think, and that suggests that the moment may be right to see to it that they don't allow our own considerations to go unheeded.
Yeah. Okay. So what do we want to do? Do you want to close this meeting formally and then just talk about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's, from the point of view of the minutes, the council meeting's closed. In the